You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have Patricia Grabarek on the line, and she's co-founder over at Worker Being. Patricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited about having you here, and also today's topic, so improving workplace wellness. A lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives listening, and that's a hot topic that I know is on everyone's mind, so excited to get your take on that. But before we go that way, let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Worker Being. Tell us a little bit more about your company, please.
Sure. So my co-founder and I, my co-founder's name is Katina Sawyer. We actually met in graduate school, and we both have our PhDs in organizational psychology. And what that means is we have a breadth of background into the science of workplace wellness. So really passionate about making workplaces a place where people can thrive. So not a place of stress, not a place of worry, not something that's going to impact your personal life when you go home. We really want to make sure that organizations are able to create these environments where people are able to succeed both on the job and in their personal lives. So at Worker Being, we started off as creating an online resource. So we have a website where we write articles breaking down the science for those of you that do not have PhDs in psychology. And we also have a podcast called the Worker Being Podcast where you can get some insight into research there. And then we do some consulting services with organizations. So we provide trainings, coaching, and strategy sessions with leaders to help them create the environments that they're looking for.
That's awesome. And before we, obviously at the end of this, I'm going to give you an opportunity to leave your website or social or for people to follow up. I want to make sure that the right types of individuals and or organizations connect with you. What are typically the right types of clients that are usually a good fit to work with Worker Being?
We work with a variety of clients. So we have worked with small nonprofits with maybe 5 to 10 people up to multinational organizations. So really anybody that has a passion or interest in making their work environments more effective, both from a productivity perspective, because we know that wellness impacts productivity. So if you want a better work environment for your business, we're the place to go. It can be both for multiple reasons, right? We also help with diversity and inclusion because inclusion is a big piece of wellness. When people feel comfortable and included in the work environment, we also can help out with those pieces. So pretty much anybody, any organization that wants to make a difference in their wellness. So leaders across the board, a lot of HR leaders tend to be some of our points of contact. That's kind of where we fit pretty much anywhere.
That's awesome. So let's switch it up a bit. I do want to go further into today's topic. So improving workplace wellness, obviously you have PhDs working on this. I know your take's a little bit different than maybe some of the traditional things that are out there. I mean, where do you want to stay with this topic?
Yeah, so the thing about workplace wellness that I really find very important, and Katina and I both share a passion around, is making the environment from the ground up is really important. So a lot of organizations, when they think about workplace wellness, they think about those programs that you hear about, right? You know, yoga at lunchtime on Wednesdays and providing people with fitness trackers and having little competitions around being able to, you know, the number of steps you take throughout the day, providing healthy meals. All those things are great, but they're not getting to the root of the problem. Most people burn out within organizations. They experience burnout and stress because of other factors. And that includes things like workload, obviously. You know, if you've got way too much to do, that's going to create stress and impact your well-being. But it also comes down to the culture and the type of leaders that you have and the safety that people feel at work. So there's a term called psychological safety, and it's all about making an environment where people feel comfortable to speak up and be themselves and, you know, express their ideas. Those types of things are much more important to helping your employees not burn out, not feel overwhelmed, not feel stressed, and be able to live a positive life outside of work as well. So providing yoga classes, great benefit, but it's not going to actually change the problem if you've got other issues culturally. So you don't have to give yoga classes. You can do much more effective free things by changing your culture and creating a positive environment that way. And people can take yoga classes outside of work. We know yoga is great. We know mindfulness is great. We know fitness is obviously important, but that can be outside of work. You don't have to feel as an organization that you have to invest a lot of money into that. If you have a great work environment where your leaders are supportive, where your teams are safe with each other, that everybody feels included, you're balancing work appropriately in terms of number of hours, people are able to take vacations, things like that are going to actually make a bigger difference at the core than some of those trendy programs that we see today.
So what do you think, and I don't want to oversimplify this, obviously it's going to vary from organization, size of organization, all these other things, but I know you've spent a lot of time working in this space and read, I can't even imagine how much, on these topics. What are some of the common things that you find that employers oftentimes kind of miss or just do wrong when they're trying to create this environment? Because I know nobody goes out there and says, oh, I want to have a bad workplace environment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody does that. But there's so many times things missing. What do you find are just some of those common themes?
I think one of the biggest things is not practicing what you preach. So if you want to build a positive environment where people don't feel like they have to work at 2 a.m, don't send emails to your employees at 2 a.m. If you want them to take vacations because you know that's good for them, then you need to take vacations as a leader. So I think a lot of times where people have a big miss and a disconnect, like if they actually want to make a positive impact on their environment, they're often not practicing it themselves in their own life. And we know that's really hard for business leaders and entrepreneurs to, you know, take a break from their work. But if they don't do it, then their teams don't feel like they're able to do it either. So you have to practice it if you want to see an impact on your team members. So I think if you are actually committed to making a good work environment, you have to do the things. You have to take the steps yourself.
That's awesome. And just for everybody listening who just scoffed and was like, oh, but I can't do that. There's so much to do. There's technology to help. Let me help with one right now because I love that. I love what you said about emails. And somebody told me that a while ago. They're like, Adam, if you don't want people to feel pressure, you can't send emails at 3 because they know what you do and all this. And I'm like, so basically you can schedule your emails to send during work hours. So there you go. You could create it at 3 a.m. and then send it at 9 a.m, right? So there's a scheduler. So do that little extra step because I just had to help you on that one, Patricia, because I feel like some people listening are like, oh, that can't happen or work for me because no, I disagree. The vacation thing, I don't know. You can't fake that one.
yeah, that's harder to fake. I would challenge you to actually try not sending that email at 3 a.m. I think scheduling is a great first step if you have that problem and you're working really late at night. But you know also in the science that if you get enough rest, if you take care of yourself outside of work, you're actually way more productive during the day. So you get a lot more done if you can take care of yourself in the evening and take those breaks and really recover from the day that you've had. You'll be more productive. And it sounds like it's not real. And I know a lot of people feel like, well, you had to put the time in. You've got a lot of things to do. But your brain is tired and you're not doing your work as effectively as you could be. And you'd be surprised how much more you actually could get done if you gave yourself that break. So, yes, I think you're right. You could do the scheduling. Leaders can start with that as a first step. But then try to challenge yourself. Once a week, actually go to bed at a normal hour and see, did that actually hurt your day? Or were you able to get through it okay?
That's awesome. I love it. So, Patricia, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about worker being or working with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect and to follow up?
Yeah, so I think the best place to go first would be our website, which is workerbeing.com. And I'm going to spell it out because it's not spelled the traditional way. It's WORKERBEING. So workerbeing.com, you'll find links to our articles, our podcast. Our podcast can be found on pretty much all platforms like Apple, Google, et cetera. You can also reach out to us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at workerbeing. And you can email us too. You can email us at contact@workerbeing.com if you have any questions, you want to hear more, or want to work with us.
And let's leave the name of that podcast again. I love to support other podcasters. Want to make sure my audience takes a listen to it and subscribes. What's the name of the podcast again?
The Worker Being Podcast.
Fantastic. So definitely love to check that out. And Patricia, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about what you're doing over at Worker Being, and of course, how employers and, you know, business owners out there can think about improving workplace wellness. I think all great tips there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're doing. And Patricia, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.